I'm Michael Taylor. I'm a unionist. I don't want the Scots to vote for independence. I think Alex Salmond plays fast and loose with his so-called vision for a brave new Scotland. He seems to want to have it all ways. On the one hand, a business-friendly low-tax environment, but with free education, the cloak of NATO protection, and a large public sector. But Salmond and the separatists seem to be making all the political running now. They're moving their political agenda along the spectrum of possibilities. What was once impossible has moved through plausible to possible and is edging towards probable. When they've won is when the idea moves from impossible to inevitable. This is known in political circles as the Overton window. And Salmond, it has to be said, is rising. When you listen to what they say about the deal that Scotland gets from Westminster, it could actually be any number of Northern English civic leaders making the very same point. Take this for example. We would have the powers and responsibilities to be able to seize the opportunities to build a wealthier and fairer place, but also to face our challenges. We will also have to tackle a legacy of debt, low growth and social inequality bequeathed to us by Westminster's control of our economy. Now that could have been Sir Richard Leese or Joe Anderson, the Mayor of Liverpool. Except it wasn't. It was that man Alex Salmond again, talking about Scotland. But many of the issues remain the same, even if the solution they're seeking is radically different. For me, the real push in the North isn't now for independence, but for autonomy. There are decisions that should be made here that can improve our city to develop it as an engine for growth. This is what's happening in the US, in Europe, and in the developing world. Cities are making deals with one another. Not twinning and rosette swapping, but proper collaborations between businesses. The Mancunian economist Jim O'Neill said recently, in support of this movement, urbanisation drives growth globally. Now, he's chairing the RSA City Growth Commission. I know what you're thinking. It's another growth initiative. But it's going to examine what mix of powers, incentives and responsibilities will give our cities the critical mass they need to succeed. Now, it may seem bureaucratic and tied up with policy wonkery, but I think this has the potential to make things better for us all. For that very reason, we welcome it and will be taking it to members and businesses in Manchester over the next few weeks and months. While I'm on and while I'm in a caring, sharing mood, there's a really good piece this month from Alistair Heath in The Telegraph, which basically says the state cannot legislate on everything that assails our economy. Check it out. It's the caveat I'd like to add to all of the above. Have a great week. Thanks.